In the name of God, who loves us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. Well, lucky you came to church today, because I am going to let you in on a little secret. The secret of evangelism. All right? Here it is. Tell people that you love Jesus and, wait for it, don't be a jerk. That perhaps is one of the greatest forms of evangelism, is to tell people that you love Jesus and then don't be a jerk. It sounds incredibly simple, and yet all of us from time to time have had trouble with this. Some of us more than others in our Christian faith, and some of us are tempted to say, well, I'm not as big a jerk as those people in certain denomination. But the reality of it is, there are plenty of people who follow Jesus who don't live into this. They say they love Jesus and then end up being jerks. But it goes farther back than that. People of God have always struggled with this. And yet then there are certain examples that are held up. Today we heard in our first lesson the story of Abram, who later became Abraham. He was sent out, left everything that he knew, his family, and trusted God enough to be sent out. He is told, I will bless you so that you can what? Become a blessing. The only reason I'm blessing you is so you can become a blessing to others. Create a great nation. There's that wonderful image in your insert of Abraham looking up at the stars. And God told him, your descendants will number like the stars and the grains of the sand. And those of you that know Abraham's journey know that it wasn't an easy journey, and there was times where he could have easily turned back. But he didn't. And that's why in the book of Romans, he is used as an example of faith. You see, for those of you who may or may not know this, in Romans, you see, there was a little bit of a tiff between Christians. Yes, Christians and followers of Christ can get in a little bit tiff from now and again. And it was between those who were of Jewish descent and the Gentiles. You see, certain people, not everyone, but certain people from Abraham descended greatly in the sense of that they were Hebrew people, said that you have to be of Hebrew descent in order to be a true follower of Jesus. But Paul, and I don't like necessarily everything that Paul writes, but Paul says, no, it's bigger than that. Abraham's family is bigger than that. But those who have faith like Abraham, who are willing to follow God, yes, they're in the family too. In a sense, we've always done that. Who's in, who's out? And in fact, one of the most famous lessons from the Gospels, John 3:16. Maybe you've seen it at football games. John 3:16 is held up, and that has been used, unfortunately, as a weapon. The Bible, throughout our history, by certain people at certain times, has been used as a weapon, a gate to keep people out. But you guys are smarter than that. You know different. You know God's love is bigger than that. And in fact, if we look at that verse a little bit more carefully, we found out that what? God loves what? The world. God loves the world. Not part of the world. Not certain countries over other countries. God so loved the whole world. For generations and generations, we have used this verse to keep people out, but in fact, it's one of probably, I would argue, one of the most inclusive verses in the Bible. God so loved the world. That because we are loved, that means that we don't get to be jerks. See, it's one thing to say that you love Jesus, that you want to follow God, but if it doesn't manifest itself in your life, then we've got some work to do, folks. And in fact, the verses after Jesus, unfortunately the scripture reading is cut off for the third lesson, but it goes on to say how you cannot dwell in darkness. But you must be a child of the light and live in the light, which, at least in my mind, paraphrases it, don't be a jerk. And we also know that this Nicodemus, this is the first time we hear of Nicodemus. And Jesus, if you read it, depending on how you read it, Jesus can even come off as a little bit of a jerk in this reading. Because he sounds kind of harsh. But the reality of it is he is calling Nicodemus into a relationship. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night. And he could have been like, you know, chastising him, saying, what, you can't see me during the day? What, you're ashamed of me? No, rather he meets Nicodemus where he's at. And Nicodemus, just like those disciples and all the followers of Jesus, doesn't quite get it right away. He takes things literally. He wants to know how to be born again. But you'll notice that Nicodemus keeps pressing, keeps searching, keeps asking the next question. And this isn't the last time that we see Nicodemus. His journey continues. In fact, the last place we see Nicodemus is when he is giving the tomb for Jesus. Think about that journey. Going at night to talk to Jesus secretly because he's a little curious about the things Jesus had been doing, to ending up risking everything when the disciples were long gone and hiding. There Nicodemus was, willing to give the tomb for Jesus. You never know where people start out, where they're going to end up. So maybe for that reason alone, we should treat each other with a little bit more grace and compassion and not be such big jerks all the time. So, sisters and brothers, you have homework to do. In this sermon, after this sermon, when you go out and you leave those doors, yes, please tell people you love Jesus. And when you do, just don't be a jerk. Amen.